The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
We have spent the better part of the last few weeks really talking to fund selectors, investment managers, and strategists about what the trends they're seeing with regards to markets and how investors feel about some of these rising risks and uncertainties. Well, Lombard Odier Asia recently released a report talking about how high net worth individuals across Asia are approaching the market in 2022. And not surprisingly, there is a divergence and perhaps differences between high net worth individuals depending on where they are in this vast region. Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we are pleased to be joined by Mr. Vincent Mangenat. He is the CEO of Lombard Odier Asia. And he's here to share with us the findings of that report and if we can glean any information that might help us better approach the rest of 2022. Vincent, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these times. And welcome back to the show, sir. And first off, I hope I didn't butcher your name.
No, perfectly. Good morning, JP, and good morning to all the listeners.
All right. So I want to go straight into what's been noted as a growing divergence among high net worth individuals across Asia. As we know, this is a very diverse region. And again, two countries can be very different from each other, especially when you look at the attitudes of these high net worth individuals. And that caught my eye in the report. I do want to know, based on the report and your findings, where are the growing divergences occurring across this very diverse region?
Yeah, thank you. And maybe we should take a step back here. Is the pandemic has greatly disrupted the global economies and it results in an increase in the level of complexity of many markets. I think what we have, the findings of our study is really seeing these growing divergences among Asia high networks and ultra networks individuals. And especially on the sustainable investing and investment risk appetite. I think on the sustainability side, which is one of the hottest topic for decision-making these days for the clients that becomes more and more conscious about the impact of sustainability on their wealth. The perception of sustainability as changing from a worthy cause to a legitimate financial opportunity. And on the investment, of course, the ongoing uncertainty bring the investor to be much more careful and risk aware.
Now, it's also been noted that these high net worth individuals across Asia are showing a fairly wide range of differing risk appetites. Where are the most interesting differences occurring based on the findings of the report?
One interesting difference was the eco-gender gap among Asia high net worth individuals. Okay. Women are much more convinced than men that taking sustainability into accounts can lead to superior returns. We also see that investing differences attitude towards sustainability for Asia networks and next generations of clients, right? The next generations are much more convinced about supporting sustainability and applying its principles than the older generations. 55% of the respondents between 18 and 24 years old express intention to change their portfolio liquidity, compared to 48% of those between 35 and 50.
Yeah, it's very interesting that you I sort of was expecting actually to see certain differences, but depending on the region or the country. But it's interesting that a lot of the differing risk appetites are happening between genders and generations. Would you say that it doesn't really matter where people are from, but it really just but the differences, at least in risk appetites, are happening depending on how old that high net worth individual is, and perhaps even gender.
Yes, mainly. The difference is mainly due to the next generations versus the older generations. and women versus men in terms of sustainability. Otherwise, in the region, I think we can see a few differences, but not so much in terms of the different markets.
All right, that's very interesting. We're speaking to Vincent Mangena. He's the CEO of Lombard ODA Asia, and we're talking about the recent report on attitudes and trends that high net worth individuals across Asia, the Asia Pacific, are facing and what they're expecting actually for the year ahead. And I do want to talk about the outlook now in 2022 based on some of the findings of the report. Overall, many are expecting a lot of unpredictability for markets this year as compared to 2021. Based on your findings and based on what some of the respondents have told you, where are the major sources of unpredictability in based on what these high net worth individuals are saying?
Obviously, the market environment remains extremely volatile after 2 years of pandemic. And the global economies are at different speeds of recovery, which is manifesting in the diverging monetary policies at the start of this year that we have seen. Across investors, we can see that the access to the global market and the diversification is very important. This study has been done in partnership with our strategic alliances within the region, and we are covering six different markets from the Philippines, Thailand, Indonesia, Japan, Taiwan. And I think what is a trend that we are seeing is really this access to the global market for the people that are banking onshore, and the diversification in terms of investments.
All right. And how are these high net worth individuals in Asia positioning themselves against some of this unpredictability? Are there any particular trends, or are there any requests that they've been making of their private bankers, or perhaps some of their money, of their investment representatives, to perhaps watch out for and perhaps position themselves for or against?
Yes, absolutely. JP, I've been in AI in Asia for 20 years now. Mm-hmm. And I think the trend that we are seeing, and that is also coming out of the study, is this interest or this needs for investors to be guided. And I think what is coming out from the study is really the point that the clients, the investors, are seeking more advice, and they are looking more and more to discretionary portfolio or advisory portfolios. They expect the banks, the private banks, the wealth manager, to guide them in this market.
I do want to also bring this up, Vincent, actually. Earlier this week, when we spoke to another group that talked to fund selectors, a lot of them actually said that this year there's going to be a lot of one of the bigger challenges they're going to face actually is perhaps managing client expectations, because as we know, with this unpredictability and volatility in the markets, it's difficult to really ascertain where their portfolios or where their wealth actually might head. Is this a similar trend or challenge that folks in the wealth management or private banking industry are also facing, that perhaps managing client expectations and making sure they can communicate these to clients are going to be a little bit more important this year as compared to years prior?
Yes, absolutely. I think what is very, very important is to remain extremely holistic. I think what is a key point is to first to understand the needs of the clients, what they are, their objectives, what they want to achieve, and therefore managing also the expectations on the investment side. I think as Lombard ODA, that we are a seven-generation family business, that we have been in the industry for 225 years and went through over 40 financial crises, I think we bring our expertise to our clients.
All right. Let's talk about this one point you raised earlier in the interview, which I found very interesting also, is that the differences between generations of high net worth individuals. We know Asia is still a fairly young region in the world as compared to, say, maybe some of the other regions in the West. A lot of young high net worth individuals perhaps coming up, but with new generations, there are perhaps new expectations, new trends, new appetites towards risks or other investments. Can you describe to us what the young high net worth individual in Asia looks like and what they might actually head towards in the future?
Yeah, we are anticipating the great wealth transfer in Asia in the coming next 10 years, right? We are in a region where most of the entrepreneurs are their first, second generation, and they will transfer their businesses and their wealth to the next generation. So we see four major trends impacting the private banking industry in the coming years. First of all, the rising importance of sustainability, as I mentioned. I think it's clear for everybody that we are moving from a wasteful, idle, lopsided and dirty economy to a circular, lean, inclusive and clean. We call it the click economy.
Right.
I think that's one point that we can see from the next generations, that they are taking that into considerations, not only in their investments, but also the choice that they will work with which wealth manager, which bank in the future. We see also an increased need for guidance to navigate the financial market. As I mentioned, the investors want to rely also on their local banks to access the global market. I think that's very, very important, and this needs of advice. Third, the rise of onshore private banking and growing demand for family services. I think also more and more onshore is growing in the region, in Thailand, in the Philippines, as you know. And I think the local players are here to guide their local clients. And therefore, at Lombard Odier, we have created this ecosystem of strategic alliances with our partners in the six leading financial markets in the region. And finally, of course, what the pandemic has brought is really the accelerating technology transformation. I think technology now is everywhere, and it's part really of the way we will work with our clients in the future. I think we believe that the human connection will remain the core of the offering and the way we communicate, but it will be well balanced with what we have done over the last 2 years.
All right. Very interesting insights from what high net worth individuals in across the Asia Pacific are bracing themselves for, and what the high net worth individual in Asia might look like in the future. Vincent Mangena, CEO of Lombard Odier Asia, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3. As always, sir, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these times. And we look forward to next time you can join us on the show.
Thank you very much. Have a good day to you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.